What we'll do is just remind you, as we approach 11 o'clock this morning, how this actually has unfolded over just a matter of weeks. Thanks for your company today. See you tomorrow.
The financial costs incurred by this scheme are huge, and the number of mistakes that have been made by both the department and the Ofgem, I think they're simply astonishing. Would you agree that in terms of public money, this is the biggest financial scandal in living memory?
I'm digging in and spending day and night digging into a lot of information, and just you wait till we bring that information within the next 48 hours, and then we'll see.
Then you'll maybe know why I'm concentrating on this. See, whenever people dig in for information,
correct,
just always remember, Stephen, that's a two-way process.
That's fine.
Remember that, that's a two-way process.
I've undertaken before God that I will tell you the truth. And yes, hundreds of millions of pounds has been committed, and significant amounts of money has been spent.
And you're saying you believe this scandal was avoidable?
Yes.
Are you prepared to consider stepping aside while there is an investigation into how hundreds of millions of pounds of our money has been committed to be spent?
Well, of course, it won't be spent because we have a plan coming forward to deal with that matter, and that plan will come forward in January. So no, I'm not stepping aside. I'm the First Minister.
Have you had any sleepless nights over this?
No, I haven't, because I'm putting together a plan to deal with this issue.
This stuff has horrified me. I'm living in a property and I'm not well. I can't afford to heat the place. Why? These millions of pounds are going up in smoke.
And you're saying you can't heat your home?
No, I can't afford to heat it the way I used to be able to.
You know, who do they think they are? Seriously. People, I wish that people would wake up now and take a look around their communities, a look around their life, and say to themselves, right, are they doing it for me? Is this what I'm going to allow to happen? Because you know what? This has been the icing on the cake with me.
Ms. Rallister, having taken the legal and procedural advice this morning, it is clear that my role in relation to the procedures of the Assembly, not the procedures of the Executive, and that I have discharged my responsibilities understanding orders to recall the Assembly.
I know it's pantomime season, but really, what has happened here today is beyond farce.
I call the First Minister.
She is speaking in a personal capacity and not in her role as First Minister.
I have nothing to hide in this matter. So why would other members therefore bring an exclusion motion to exclude me?
What we have unfolding here this morning is much bigger than a scandal around the renewable heating incentive scheme, but it is potentially a threat to the very nature of the power-sharing devolved institutions.
Then we have the media and the narrative that the media have been pursuing. Mrs Foster referred to the publicly funded broadcaster, let's name it as the BBC, and the way in which they have conducted themselves as an organisation is in stark contrast to some other media outlets.
Why can the government, the executive, not say, we made a mistake, we're stopping it as from today, take us to court for a breach of contract, surely it'll not cost £400 million. People can get £1,000 a week to heat an empty barn. Scandal.
This is just the latest in a long line of abuse of public funds.
Look at the pensioners over this winter that are scraping to basically heat their homes and feed themselves. Look at where that £400 million could have went.
Burning money up in the air. Taxpayers' money. God forgive them.
They will come in this afternoon with an exclusion motion, even before the PAC have finished their investigation. But they've made up their mind about the First Minister of Northern Ireland. But thankfully, the electorate has also made up their mind in relation to the First Minister of Northern Ireland.
I call on Alderman Ruth Paterson to propose the motion.
The requirements for a full public inquiry are laid out very clearly in Section 1 of the Inquiries Act 2005. In relation to the shambolic RHI scheme, it is impossible to see how the above conditions are not satisfied.
I'm here because the electorate put me into this position. just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I'm going to roll over to Sinn Féin.
There's a public about Ted for Fools right along in this RHI debacle.
The DUP leader has thus far refused to stand aside, pending a preliminary report to the RHI scandal. That's not good enough. She can't continue in that office, but only for as long as Sinn Féin allows this.
If Sinn Féin want to have an election, then we say bring it on.
If the First Minister does not take the actions that society desires and deserves, Sinn Féin will bring this ongoing and totally unacceptable state of affairs to an end.
If Sinn Féin are playing a game of chicken they think that we're going to blink in relation to me stepping aside, they're wrong.
The decision on the eve of Christmas to cut funding for the LEAFA programme was a deliberate snub to the Irish language and to the Irish language community. It was an ignorant decision taken by an ignoramus.
The pensioners, the hospitals, our roads, crying out for money. Hospitals closing wards, they can't afford to get doctors and nurses. And this is the biggest thing to hit Northern Ireland when we need it least.
Ordinary working people now are just absolutely fed up to the back teeth.
How does it make you feel?
Sick.
Alex Maskey, there have been suggestions in the media today that Martin McGuinness is going to stand aside. Is there any truth in that?
Well, Martin McGuinness will decide what he's going to do and not be subject to the type of nonsense that's been presented by some people through the media or even by some people in the media.
Sinn Féin wants equality and respect for everyone. And that's what this process must be about. So today I have told Arlene Foster that I have tendered my resignation, effective from 5 o'clock.
The position is very clear. If Sinn Féin does not nominate a replacement to the role of Deputy First Minister, then I am obliged to call an election of the Assembly within a reasonable period.
And it's clear that Sinn Féin's actions are not principled, they are political. And rather than seek to resolve this issue, Sinn Féin would rather take the people of Northern Ireland through the uncertainty of yet another election, less than 12 months after the last one.
We're at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. We're back in the radio at 9 a.m.